morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, and today I bring to you a detailed report on why Modi government reduced areas under the AFSPA in three northeastern states. Several districts across Nagaland, Assam and Manipur have been removed from the list of disturbed areas that fall under the controversial Armed Forces Special Powers Act, the Ministry of Home Affairs announced on Thursday. Reduction in areas under AFSPA was a result of improved security situation, Home Minister Amit Shah said in a statement on Twitter. The move came 3 months after 14 civilians were killed in an army ambush in Nagaland's Mon district, followed by a spate of protests demanding withdrawal of AFSPA from the state. In Nagaland, where AFSPA has been in place since 1995, areas under 15 police stations across 7 districts will be removed from the disturbed areas list and will no longer fall under AFSPA. After removal of these areas, the disturbed area notification will remain in force in 57 police stations in 13 districts out of 72 police stations in total of 16 districts in the state of Nagaland. In Assam, which has been under AFSPA since 1990, 24 districts, that is 23 completely and 1 partially, have been removed from that list. After removal from these areas, out of the total 33 districts in the state of Assam, the notification of disturbed areas will remain in force in 9 districts completely and 1 district partially. In Manipur, which has been under AFSPA except the Imphal municipality area since 2004, areas under 15 police stations across 6 districts have been removed. After removal of these areas, the disturbed area notification will remain in force in 82 police stations in 16 districts out of 97 police stations in 16 districts in the state of Manipur. The demands for the repeal of AFSPA, an act that gives sweeping powers to the armed forces to arrest without warrants and even shoot to kill in certain situations in disturbed areas, from Nagaland and other northeastern states has persisted for years and only grew louder following the Mon incident. After the episode, the Narendra Modi government on 27 December last year instituted a high-level committee chaired by a secretary-level officer to examine the possibility of withdrawing AFSPA from Nagaland. According to sources in the MHA, the panel's recommendations were accepted and it was decided that AFSPA could be lifted from certain areas in northeastern states in a phased manner. Speaking about the latest move, Amit Shah said that the fast-track development due to the consistent efforts and several agreements to end insurgency and bring lasting peace in the northeast played a role in the decision. AFSPA for northeastern states was passed in 1958. It was initially implemented in Assam and Manipur, and after amendment in 1972, it was implemented in Meghalaya, Nagaland, Tripura and Arunachal Pradesh. The act was completely removed from Meghalaya in 2018 and Tripura in 2015. At the time, the act was in force in 3 districts of Arunachal Pradesh. According to a statement that was issued by Ministry of Home Affairs Thursday, in 2021, there has been a 74% fall in incidents of militancy in the Northeast in comparison to 2014. The ministry also said that deaths of security personnel too have fallen by 60% and deaths of civilians by 84%, showing improved security situation in these states. The statement said, and I quote, "The consistent efforts of the government and improvement in the security situation in the Northeast led to the reduction of the distributed areas under AFSPA in Nagaland, Assam and Manipur after decades." Shah has constantly engaged with the states in the Northeast, holding dialogues on a regular basis, resulting in most of the extremist groups laying down their arms, the statement added. "Today, all these persons have become a part of the democratic process and are participating in the development of the Northeast, and about 7,000 militants have surrendered in the last few years," the ministry said. The statement also noted that the government of India has also signed several agreements to end insurgencies and bring peace to the Northeast in the last 3 years. These included the Bodo Accord signed in January 2020, which resolved the 5-year, decades-long Bodo problem in Assam, the Karbi Anglong Agreement of 4 September 2020, which resolved the long-standing dispute over the Karbi region of Assam, the NLFT-SD agreement signed in August 2019 to bring militants into the mainstream of society in Tripura, and an agreement signed on 16 January 2020 to resolve the 23-year-old Bruriang refugee crisis, under which 37,000 internally displaced persons are being resettled in Tripura. On 29th March, an agreement resolving disputes along along boundaries of Assam and Meghalaya was also signed. That's all we have for you right now. This is Ananya Bharadwaj, Senior Assistant Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news reports from The Print's table. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.